to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
But Davido didn't work for it.
Who?
Davido.
Who's Davido?
He bought you KFC.
I don't know him. Who's that?
Was it finger looking good?
Who's Davido? Guys, who's Davido?
Nah, she bought like 20 full chickens. All these feathers are from those chickens.
Ukutu Davido.
Eva Sibanyun.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our special guest, our friend of the show, Eva Modika. Oh,
hey,
hey now,
hey.
Look at you.
Hey.
Which one is this one? Hey. Oh my goodness, what the feathers.
Hey.
We can't afford it, but we love it.
Whoa. The champas.
The champas.
Hey. Yeah, ne.
Wow. They look at champas. You. This is a first. This is a podcast first, man. Someone coming with bouncers, dog.
Dude, you got bodyguards?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Rolex. You have to protect. It's Joburg. I mean, Rolex gang, I'm scared of you, so I have to protect myself.
Speak on the mic here so we can hear you, man.
Yeah, I have to protect myself.
So you roll around with bouncers everywhere?
Yeah, when I'm wearing a Rolex especially.
How much is that Rolex?
It's not fake, right?
No, it's not fake. We can pour champagne on, like, yeah. Oh. We can do that.
Vula the champagne.
We can do, but the champagne.
Hey, I don't know how to do that, dog. Hey,
just do shake.
Oh, maybe the board. We can do with this. We don't have
okay,
to do
with
the champagne.
Okay, with grandeur. Yeah.
We can do it on, like
she has to.
Okay.
So we pour it on, or you pour it, you throw it in the content.
You just, whatever. But, do it in here, because you're drinking.
So what must I do?
Just
pour in here.
Yeah, you can just pour.
Hey. Yeah, yeah, she even stares.
Honey, can I wipe?
But that's me.
So if it's fake, what are we supposed to be seeing right now?
It's not going to work.
Oh, it should stop.
Yeah, it'll stop and everything.
Let me see if it's working.
But there's watches that are waterproof.
Damn, it's working, bro. Yo, but this feels real.
It's heavy.
I've never had a Rolex, but
that
see.
Feels
Come on. Real. Yeah.
Okay.
And then bags. How do you tell when bags are fake?
Oyster.
You should know. I mean, those who know. I mean, this is a thing at Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how would I tell if that's fake or not?
How do you tell? You can just see, man. It's authentic.
Yeah. Just like that.
Look at this. Yeah.
I don't see any difference. If you put a fake one next to here, I wouldn't be able to notice. So you can just see. There's no like, if it doesn't have a B,
so
it's fake.
So if someone comes now and then give you like a LV bag, you'll take it?
Yeah, I couldn't tell. Can you tell, Saul?
No.
I can't tell, man.
First of all, you need to get a certificate. They need to register you on the system and all of that.
For a bag?
For a bag, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if someone buys you an LV bag now and then they say, oh, yeah, I bought it at Santa City, you must just go and check if it's there on the system. Because if I buy it for you, I'll obviously do it, you know, via my name,
yeah,
and everything. So just go and check
if it's on the system.
They can check anywhere in the world, like Cape Town. They can check for you if you're on the system.
Wow. Hey, that's wild, man. We got to start doing that with grandeur, dog. Huh. On the system.
Are they faking grandeur now?
Grandeurs now.
Are they faking grandeur?
Dude, I don't know how to introduce you. How do you introduce you? What's your claim to fame? Are you a hostess? A reality star? What do we call you?
A club hostess.
Club hostess.
But now a reality star.
Okay, so club hostess that is now a reality star.
Mm-hmm.
That is Eva Modika.
That's my name.
And how do we get there? Because you grew up in Limpopo, eh?
Yeah.
We're from the same province, yeah? Inda, what do you mean?
Where are you from?
Venda.
Njere. But you grew up in the north.
Yeah, I grew up in Joburg, but I was born in...
Do you like speak fluent Venda? Can you like speak...
No, not fluent, but I can speak like Joburg Venda.
Hocktown Venda.
Bakurmini.
Yeah, Bakurmini. Nda. Nda, Zezo, you know.
Zezo.
And you, where did you grow up?
In Sesego.
Sesego?
Yeah.
By Julius?
Yeah, by Julius.
Oh, dope. Yeah. So how did you become the North Queen now?
I'm from the North, which is Limpopo. So I'm the North Queen.
Oh.
Of the country.
Oh, you don't mean North as in Joburg?
No. Oh. Joburg North is like Joburg North. I'm the North of the country, like the North. I'm from the North.
Demoko's from
there's
there.
There's people from... She's...
She's not Betty?
She is, but she didn't grow up there.
Oh, but you
she's from Soweto,
there.
Yeah. So she could be the Queen of the South.
Umubedi.
Umubedi.
Wow. Maru, I never heard you speak Bedi on your show.
I always do.
Is it?
On the show, I do speak Bedi on the show.
Yeah.
Even on my live videos, if you watch my live videos, I do speak Bedi all the time. Kebelelas Bedi, Kebelelas
Bedi. Yeah. Let's talk about you club hosting, right? Because when I started DJing, like 2008, all it was they would book the DJ, who's the most famous at the time, whether in radio or not.
Yeah.
And then you can strike a deal with the owner, whether it's the door deal or the bar. And that was it. There was no air hostesses, nothing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then now, Chiki Chiki 2022, there's
not even
hostesses.
2022, we actually made it famous from 2017. I started hosting. Back then was just like, Babala has been doing it. Kanyemba will do it like at festivals, like obviously celebrity appearance. You know how they do it.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
when I started doing it, I was just like a nobody. But then how did I start like hosting?
Yeah.
I got approached by the club owners. They're like, oh, you always here with ballers. Why don't you like make money out of it? I'm like, what do you mean? And then they're like, oh, no, you need to host. I said, hosting? What do you mean hosting? I'm not on TV. They're like, no, you just bring all these ballers, then you get percentage from the bill because you're not famous. So that's how we're going to do it. We started like that. Like, you need to bring. So that's like they're making money out of me.
Mm.
Yeah, I bring the tables because I've been doing it in Jay, getting drunk, waking up, and then hangover. So now it's time for you to make money out of this.
Yeah.
And then now people now know me as a host and everything. Then as time goes by, I didn't have to, like, bring the ballers. I'll just go and then for appearance, and then I get paid.
Wow, man. Yeah. Oh. You know, they kill DJs. So many DJs are complaining.
Yeah.
That the hostesses are taking
but
their
also,
gigs.
But also, you know what? You don't have to be a lady to be a host. Even the guys can do it.
I mean,
Scott Disick has been doing it for years.
Mm. Oh, Scott
from
Disick.
From the Kardashians. Yeah, you do it as long as you know that you bring... Remember, hostesses bring the business. Yes, you come into DJ and everything. I mean, we can just go to YouTube and do someone's playlist in the club. You don't have to... DJ, you know what I mean?
Yes.
They can do that, but you are coming to DJ, they pay you.
Yes.
But the host is bringing the business, you know, you're more like promoting, like a promoter, but in a
this thing of hosting, it really sounds like it's limited, you know, to the North. And you can't get just booked at a festival in Soweto because there's no starlight culture and baller culture.
It's
all about fun, you know what I mean?
Let me tell you something, that's why. There was Moja Cafe, right? So a lot of ballers that we know wanted that. I mean, you go to Santon, you go to Taboo, you go to Monarch, you go to Booth. Every weekend, you do the same thing, the same people, and you're getting... It gets boring.
Mm.
You know, rich people get bored. That's why they, you know, travel to Monaco, travel to... And then they don't want to repeat, you know, doing the same thing.
Experience,
yeah, because it gets boring. You have money, you want to try new things.
Mm.
So there was... When they started Moja Cafe... They're like, okay, Moja Cafe is in Soweto, but it's like hood, but like safe.
Oh.
So it's like, it was like a tent and, you know,
premium,
it gets packed. Like, but there was no VIP. Everyone is just sitting and everyone is the same. But now they introduced Gonka.
Mm.
So for
same
me,
guys,
I don't, same guys. I like the place, but for me, it's like, why are you killing the Soweto vibe, like the Kasi vibe? For me, it's like I'm in Taboo, but I'm in Soweto.
Sure.
I don't feel like I'm in Soweto. So the reason why the ballers were going to Gonga Moja Cafe, you will see like Moja Cafe, it's like a tent, but then outside it's like a Lamborghini, Rolls Royce.
Yes.
Ask yourself why, because it's a different flavor, different vibe.
Experience.
Different experience. Mm-hmm. But they're still popping champagne.
Yeah.
So you'll host like your Eva and them at Moja Cafe in Soweto. They want that. But now it's like, okay, Gonka, it's more like I'm at Taboo in Santa.
How much
for
money
me.
Is there in hosting?
Well, I charge from 10 going up.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, but sometimes you stack a deal and you say, I'm bringing ballers, and then I want a percentage from that bill.
Yeah, describe a baller. You've been mentioning that a lot.
What qualifies a baller?
A baller is someone that's going to come and pop. Like a 50K bill going up. That's a baller.
Ooh, 50K.
So that's a minimum. 50K.
Yeah, well, not like a minimum, but when 50 is not really... You know, like,
you that of
like, oh my God, you, yeah, like you have maybe 5 or 6 beverage bottles. Like, if we say you're a baller, there's people that bowl like 100K.
No fucking ways.
Yeah, I mean, there's this Cape Town, you know, there's a time in Cape Town, the bowling, the bill was like 900K.
Oh!
A million.
Oh,
yeah, you can buy a house. But it was a lot of them.
You can buy a house.
So if it's like 9 guys, it's like 100 each. So think about that. I mean, even if you're saying it's 900K, how many bottles?
The most I've spent at a club is 800, dog. And even then,
yeah,
I was...
Yeah, but also, remember...
You're crying.
It was money for your bed.
Remember, it's like 9 or 7 guys. Remember, it's like 9 or 7 guys. And then these guys in the club, they're like... You know, holding these Ace of Spades, and you can't drink one and say you're enough for the night. You want like 2 bottles of Cristal. So it's like a lot of guys, and then there's girls. So if it's like 900K, like to my understanding, it's probably like the 9 of them sharing.
Kazat.
Yeah. And then do you, as hostesses, get along? Because I remember in your show, there's a hostess that you didn't like or you didn't get along with. Well, you didn't mention the name.
Eno.
Is it Eno?
Yeah, but...
No, not Eno. There's a girl that Eno hooked up. It's Eno's friend who you don't get along with.
No, she's not a host.
Oh, she's not a host. Okay.
It's not Doro Mungi or something.
Who?
Doro.
Oh, okay.
Sorry?
Oh, it's she doesn't acknowledge her existence.
But do you guys fight, like, as hostesses?
Yeah, we do.
So for there's beef in the industry.
Yeah, we do. There's beef. I mean, come on. Sometimes they'll say they're booking and then they bring someone else. They can actually book enemies in one night. That obviously brings traffic.
Why are you fighting?
You always fight. I mean, girls always fight for nothing, actually. You know how it is. Unnecessary beef. Yeah.
So if he's a hostess, I'm a hostess, why would we fight? We bring in ballers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all about who's bringing, you know, the biggest baller. Because if I'm bringing more ballers, I get more bookings. It's not just like hosting. It's a job.
It's wild.
And so when clubs book the both of you, then what's the vibe? Like,
yeah, then we go and I bring my bodyguards. You can do nothing, can't touch me. That's it. We make mola and we go home.
Jeez, clubs are viruses. They just remember want the closest
host. I remember when Alexis Sky was booked with Jada at the same venue. They don't get along.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that obviously to bring traffic. People want to see if they're going to beat each other up and whatnot. Yeah.
Do these ballers smash you guys?
The ballers?
Yeah.
It will depend if you're dating the baller.
Mm.
Yeah, like if he's my boyfriend, he's a baller. Mm. I don't... usually take them to the club. The girls will take him. You know how Joburg is.
Oh,
they're hungry.
Yes,
these girls are hungry. Mm. You don't advertise your person. You don't.
Yeah. Are you dating right now?
Yeah.
For real?
Yes,
wow.
Is he a baller?
Of course.
No, he's a businessman. No. I can make him a baller, but no, we're not going to go there. I can't.
So he doesn't club at all?
No, he doesn't. But it will depend if I invite him. But I won't.
Are you able to talk about this guy, or you don't want to talk about
him? No, I don't want to talk about him because doesn't even have Instagram.
But how long have you guys been together?
This is March, right? 3 months.
Three months?
Okay. So he's not on Insta,
no,
where you're on. He's not in a club every weekend where you're at. So how do you meet this guy then?
No one knows him, so you can talk
during
about
the day,
him.
Like
somewhere
dinner,
in a fancy place.
Dinner. Comes to my place.
How do you meet initially? How do you meet him? Like meet first time.
How do I meet him?
Yeah, like not how do you hook up with him. How did you meet him? Introduction. Where did you meet him?
Oh, I was introduced.
A hookup.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a hookup. A hookup is when someone meets up with you and then they pay you in the morning. That is a hookup.
No, like you're hooked up.
No. Hookup in Joburg is when someone meets. I meet up with you for tonight. In the morning, you pay me. That is a hookup.
Is that
in
a hookup?
Damn.
Yeah.
It's a different life.
We once spoke about incentive.
Like a one night stand. You forget about me and delete your number. That's a hookup.
But
so
one night stands are also no payments are involved now.
Sorry?
I'm saying with one night stands, mm-hmm, no payments are involved.
I don't know.
No. I'm saying, I'm just trying to. You said that
in
a
the normal world.
No, that's the normal world.
In the normal world, this is not the normal world.
In Nigeria, Nigerians call it a shower.
So, one night stand is the same as a hookup in your world, in the world, the sentient world now.
Yeah, because what are you doing? Why are you sleeping with this person?
Oh, okay.
It's for what?
Why
must I sleep with you if we're not in a relationship or if we're not going somewhere? It's just a once-off thing. Like, why?
Oh, I see.
There are no feelings involved. Like, what is this? Why?
Wait. Shower girls in Nigeria, what are those?
Shower girls. No, Nigerians call it a shower girls. The hookup is like... So Nigerians call it a shower girls. Like, you hook up with someone, they pay you. That's what they call it.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. We spoke on an episode, like an old episode. Like, there's a new thing in Santana where you go to Taboo.
Oh,
you smash this hun, and then in the morning there's an invoice. But if you don't pay the invoice, they take you to the cops and open up a case.
Yeah.
Really?
For real? That's a thing.
Has it happened to you?
No. It hasn't happened to me. But I heard about it.
No, that's cruel.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
But so you also, don't know about
but
that?
No, I don't know about that. But if, to my understanding, why are they not agreeing? Like, before, like, what are the terms?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Do they take you to the cops because you didn't pay them, or you just acted like you forgot? What is the story?
I think it's in terms of like, okay, if I don't take him to the cops, I'll get 1,000.
Okay, I want to know.
But if I take him to the cops, I'll get 5.
Okay, no. Here's the thing. You're saying there's a thing in Santa now. The guys, they meet up with a girl, right?
Yes.
And then they agree or not? Is there an agreement?
They agree.
Or they agree on the money.
Yeah, they agree on the money. Yeah.
Then if the guy is not paying the money and then they agree, the guy is wrong.
He's in breach of contract.
Then there must be NDAs.
The guy pays, but the girl wants more. So she's like, I'm taking it.
No, that's wrong.
I'm opening up a rape case. Because you know GBV is very, it's a big thing in the country.
Oh, so you're saying, oh no.
So it's like blackmail.
Blackmail.
No. That I don't condone.
Yeah, but do you know of it, though?
No, I don't know of it.
So what's the arrangement? How does it work, then?
How does it work?
So you meet someone at the club. When do you discuss
the fee? Do you honestly think you can meet someone in the club and then someone says to you, let's go home, I'll pay you in the morning? Do you know how... That is an insult. You can't do that.
So how does
Even
it work?
As a guy. There's pimps. You know, there's always people in between. There's a middleman everywhere, guys. Honestly, you think you can go and approach a girl and say, I want you tomorrow morning, let's... You can't do that. That's an insult. I will slap you or pour champagne on your face.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You don't... Like, it's also like you don't respect women.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
there's a way they do it, these people.
I'm trying to understand how you do it.
Yeah, we're trying to find out.
Some people send a DM. Some people ask for a number through someone. That's how it works. It's just all about communication.
So let's say you're single right now.
Yeah.
I go to the club. Mm-hmm. I see you. I'm like, I like what I see.
Yeah.
And I want to pay. Do I come and say how much?
No, you can't do that.
What do I do?
What can you do?
What can I do?
If you like me, and you like me for what? For a relationship or just...
No. Just what? Shower girl. What?
Yeah, it's just a shower.
You can't do that. That is not the game. You can't.
Put us on game then. How do we move?
Just if you... That's the thing. Hence I said, you need to have your intentions. Like, are you in it? The relationship, or you just want to chow this girl, poor girl, and run away.
But I'm coming to him saying, listen, I just want you for the night. How much is it?
It can never happen.
Oh.
So if I want a girl,
there's so many guys that I've friend zoned. I will friend zone you.
Mm.
If you're going to come at me like that, hence I'm saying it's the delivery.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the delivery? I can never.
At least just act like you like me. Be like a relationship.
Buy you
thing.
Some bottles.
Yeah, not even buy me some bottles. Take me shopping. Take me, a date. I'm sorry, I date.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to work for it.
But all the guy just wants to sex on the night.
Tomorrow he goes back to his family. Never. Okay, not do that.
But Davido didn't work for it.
Who?
Davido.
Who's Davido?
He bought you KFC.
I don't know him. Who's that?
Was it finger looking good?
Who's Davido? Guys, who's Davido?
Nah, she bought like 20 full chickens. All these feathers are from those chickens.
Who's Davido?
Eva Sibanyun.
Wow.
Wow, Sean, wow.
Just playing around.
No, man, don't do that
shit. You know what I want to
ask? Because you spoke about it on your show.
I never spoke
you
about Davido.
You spoke about it, come
I
on.
Never spoke about it. I said he is my fan. That's what I said.
No, man.
They were like talking about him. I said, who? Who?
Who's Eno Davido? Brought it up. She's acting smart right now. But
Eno
knows
brought it up. But who is Davido?
So
I
what was your
him.
Engagement with Davido? Okay, explain. Like, just tell us of your engagement then.
Davido, I've literally 20... that's a long time, guys. 2017, that clip that you see, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's 2017. 2016, we're just like, you know, in Sandton, when the artists are around and you go out, like Taboo then, Kong and whatnot.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, so we'll just go and Davido's around, we just go. So every time you just be like eyeing, you know, someone eyeing you in the club and we're just like chilling.
So he was eyeing
like
you.
That. You know, in the club like giving that look and everything, right? Mm. So yeah, and then we went to Makufe.
Okay.
And Makufe. Bloemfontein.
Bloemfontein.
So, you know, the pre-party is like at Cubana on Fridays.
Yeah.
So we were at
Cubana. I've never done Makufa.
No,
so
we're
at Cubana.
Show, bro.
Yeah. So we were at Cubana. I'm with this Barlos. Sorry, they're driving Ferraris and stuff.
Damn.
They're bowling that night. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he walks in with his friends. Oh. And then they're chilling and everything. And then he gets his bodyguards and them to say, go and get Eva for me. And I was like, oh. They're like, oh, Davido wants chill and whatnot. And then my friends are like, okay, but you can't go there alone. We want to go. We're just chilling. We're chilling. So now we are done with Cubana. Now it's time to go home.
Mm.
So all of us go to, who was driving the car? It was Kinimbi's car even. He was driving us.
Oh, damn, the late Kinimbi.
Yeah, he was driving this Range Rover. What do you call this? I don't know, hey, these
man.
Cars, whatever.
Too,
but anyways, this Range Rover, the white one.
Mm.
So he was driving. He was with the other guys. I forgot their names. And then I was sitting with him in the car. So we all went to KFC. Remember, this is from Cubana.
Yeah.
And we went to KFC.
Yeah.
When we get there, we buy food. I love KFC, by the way. I'm every week, honey. So shout out. So and you know this thing in Sandton from the club you go to Andisho.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Yes.
And then
we go to the PP.
Yeah. The one by Shell.
Yes.
Rivonia.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then if you like if you don't go to Andisho because maybe it's packed, you go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
So
and then you go to the BP.
So we're in Bloom, obviously. 24 hours, what I don't think it works.
Oh. BP. To get condoms.
What? You're crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then in Bloom, obviously from Cubana.
Yeah.
What do we do now? We go to KFC. There's no McDonald's. Oh, we went to McDonald's. It wasn't open. Because it's not like Joburg, wait 24 hours and stuff.
Yes.
And then we all were, Eno was there as well. That's why I was like, what are you talking about? You're there. You ate KFC as well. So.
But if I smashed David, I wouldn't be embarrassed about that. Yeah. He's a superstar.
Oh, he's a superstar.
I never said I smashed him.
But I'm saying you, everybody knows
I,
you like, have.
I ha-
you're doing PR.
Everybody knows. Yeah. I told you.
It's in your show. Yeah.
They were saying it.
Ah, come
I
on.
Never
but you
said
didn't say
that.
No. You didn't say no.
Huh?
You didn't say no.
What did I say?
You said, you know when girls are like, hey, yeah. I'm Changa.
Oh my God.
You've
wow.
just explained too much.
Let's talk about the show. Saul has never seen the show, right? So this is what happens with Diamonds and Dolls.
Okay.
My woman loves this shit, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So I go, she's watching the show.
Yeah.
I look at it like first 30 seconds, I'm like, babe, what are you watching? What the fuck is this? This is trash TV.
Yeah.
By the end of the night, I watched 4 episodes.
Jeez.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah? What happens?
It's gold.
Not
it's
diamond?
It's just... It's trash, but you just keep on watching.
Yeah.
Ah,
it's like Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Oh.
How did that show come about, yeah?
Oh, my God. That was 2016. Mm. We were chilling at this penthouse, me and my friend, you know, and Deborah. So I was just like, oh, the day after, I was hosting at Moloko.
Yeah.
So we're like, you know what? We should do, oh, because I love reality shows. So like, guys, we have so much content. We should do a reality show. And then my guy was like, yeah, we should call it Diamond and Dolls. I hated the name. I said, what?
Yeah.
What is Diamond? And he's like, no, you guys are the Dolls. My name is, he calls himself the African Diamond.
Okay.
Like, I'm the African Diamond. You guys are the Dolls. You know, gay people like to call girls Dolls. Mm. I don't know if you know that. Like, so it's a thing now. We call each other, oh my God, Doll. Doll. Yeah, that's a thing. Oh. So he was like, Diamond and Dolls, I didn't like the name. I think it took 3 years for me to accept. But I was like, let's just do it because, you know, he'll always have a say. Mm. Then, yeah, we started filming 2017. That's why you see on when you see the clip with the polo, I'm drunk. I was like, get off, whatnot.
Yes.
That's 2017. I was driving, you know.
Yeah. And you went to Durban in July.
Went to Durban
and all that stuff.
Yeah. Before COVID.
This was COVID.
Yes. So after COVID, we never filmed. We've been.
What is the purpose of the show? What are you trying to achieve?
We're just trying to showcase, you know, the life of... Because people are saying slay queens and everything. And, you know, for me, in South Africa, when they say a slay queen, it's like someone that doesn't work. You just get money from the guy and then you know, you go out. That's it. You don't work.
Yeah.
So we were trying to change that narrative. Like, okay, guys, a slay queen was someone that's actually, like, always looking good. Someone that looks, you know, that takes care of themselves. Mm. But now you changed it and now made it, like, it's about men, sex, yes. You know, all this. So that's the purpose of the show, to say, you know, Teboho is, like, a former musician. He didn't want to do it again. Yeah. But now he's going to do it again. Mm. He was a former musician. You know, we do
I like
sex.
The part with the...
I mean, I worked on radio before, yeah. Like I told you. So, but people think, they just... You know,
what radio station was this?
Naval.
Oh, in the Val.
Yeah,
VUT FM.
No, CD Bang FM.
CD Bang.
Mm. Oh, you're a radio host.
A host, a newsreader.
Newsreader.
Yes.
Okay.
Damn. Yeah, but I was so young.
Oh, what a transition.
But I was saying, bro, I like that.
Not like I was doing it because, the news, no. I just like to read.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh. What are you reading now?
What do you mean? What am I reading? No, I like to read. I like
checkbooks.
Like, I am very good with reading.
Telling me read checkbooks now, right?
Statements. 3 months bank statements.
Bank statements. Ledgers.
Proof of payments.
POPs. That's why you're popping so much.
Drop the e-wallet.
E-wallet's not her.
Pop your payments. But I want to say this. So while I was watching the show, I like the part where Teboho, there's a guy on the show. Mm-hmm. He narrates the whole show.
Uh-huh.
And they are the dogs, so he's the diamond.
Or it's like Charlie's Angels.
Yes. Yes. And then there's one episode he decides to go back home in Northwest and show where he comes from and his family. That was dope.
That was dope. Dope.
I like
that. But with the narration thing, you know, I was just on Twitter. You know, I like to be on Twitter to check the critics. Like I said, I like it when people are criticizing. Mm. So I know where to go from here. Like, I learn from the tweets.
Do you know Rana said the same thing?
When you criticize,
yes. So
you come and say, oh, your weave is ugly. I'm going to make sure. I don't like to lose.
Yes.
Like, people are talking a lot of things about the show now. There's obviously some people that love it, haters. But I'm like, where do I go from here? Mm. Do you know what I mean? You know, because part of the show, I've created part of the show. Like, if you can see the credits, I'm like the creative contributor. Yeah.
Oh,
so who funded the show?
Teboho's business partners. So they're like two or three on the show.
Yeah.
He produced it and the others. So I was saying on Twitter, they're like, the narrator is not needed, unnecessary and whatnot. But now, this was like 3 years ago, right?
Yeah.
We didn't film 2020, 2021, 2022, zero.
Yeah.
And then I go and watch Young, Rich and Famous, right?
Do you know that one?
Young, Rich and Famous,
yes,
no.
On Netflix.
It's Wo Kanyimbao.
Wo Kanyimbao. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
these
no.
are people that you
so
know.
So it's like them, but more famous people.
Yeah. Ah. Yeah. It's exactly the same thing. The show is exactly the same thing. So here's the thing. I watched the show. I'm a fan. I mean, I love Kanye. Shout out Kanye. We talk even. So I was watching and I'm like, she's narrating the show, but more like diary sessions.
Yeah.
So you can't really tell that. You can't, like, if you are like that smart, you'll know that she's narrating, he's narrating, but they're not criticizing her because they already know her. It's like, someone coming up now, you're going to be like, who's this now? You're coming into my territory. So they will obviously hate and say, who are these people? Who are you now saying you run something and everything? But now, people that have been in the game, you don't really criticize much. You don't see the mistakes because you already know them and you're saying, this is our people. Who are you? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Two people are narrating. The other one, it's just a narration. The other one is narrating, but doing it as a thing. What do you call? On diaries. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
So this.
What do you think about that show?
I don't know, sabotage or something, because our show was supposed to be on Netflix.
Whoa.
Damn. For real.
And it took so many years. I don't know. I just woke up and they said, oh, it's on Showmax. I was like, okay.
So you took the show to them, to Netflix?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
For a long time now. And then a few years later, you see another show.
Exactly the same.
Santin and everything. I mean, we are, you know, a newcomers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you have these people that have been famous for years. Like, you have legends like Two-Face.
Mm.
Yeah.
Don't you have proof? Like, can't you sue them?
No. What are you talking about? I'm not saying they stole the show. I'm just saying it's the same.
But there was an allegation that, okay, because I think when I saw on the media, is that it was copied. Basically, you guys show up first.
Ours was the first. Yeah, theirs is like Netflix, obviously, like, it's like,
so they came into
our show in with a budget.
Yeah. Netflix had a bigger budget.
I won't take that away. It's amazing.
I watched
all the episodes. I was like, what?
Yeah,
this is beautiful. Yeah.
So they took your show.
No, I didn't say they took it.
That's that.
I'm just saying.
Can we say it?
Pimping it out.
I'm just saying.
I love it. Can I have a ride?
I'm just saying. For the fact that people are comparing the two shows, it means we are onto something. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. You're comparing Eva and Two-Face and them. It's like, what? Why not even comparing me to Real Housewives of Durban or Joburg? But you're comparing to this. You know what I mean? Like a legend.
When I watched that show, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. You guys, you've watched it,
yeah, I have.
The one with Kanye in there.
Yes, yes.
It feels scripted, dog.
Young, Rich and Famous.
Oh.
But when I watched theirs, it's real.
It's raw.
Yeah, it's raw. That's why I watched like 4 episodes in a row.
Hmm.
Do you think it's scripted, theirs?
The show?
Yeah, the young Restless and what?
I think it is scripted because on the first episode, Anne is like, because I watched it. She's like, oh my God. Nadia's like, Swank is like, we're going to go to Kanye's ball. Nadia's like, I'm going to invite you to the ball. And he didn't know Kanye. But at the end of the episode, Kanye's giving a speech at her wedding. I'm like, this person's not your friend like that to be giving a speech. Yeah. Anyway, I can have people that I've met for like 2 months or 2 weeks to give a speech at my wedding. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I don't know. It's more like a series, like I'm watching a movie.
Yeah.
Things happen too fast today.
Yes. It's like a movie.
My thing is like, when did Kanye and the budget
is big. Shout out.
But I was like, when did Kanye and Nadia become friends? Kanye and Nadia?
Mm. Oh. Like, so you feel like they just took people and put them in a room and said, let's make this thing happen.
Oh, no, definitely.
There's no history and genuine connection.
With them, you can tell, like, they're friends and it's real, dog.
You can't fake that.
They have stories.
It's chemistry.
I mean, here's something that happened on the show. There's one girl who said to Eva, said, you're 24 and full of cum.
She didn't say you're 24 and you're full of cum. She said, at 25, I didn't have a stomach full of cum. She's just angry, obviously. And I'm just thinking, she doesn't even know me.
Huh?
I've been angry before, but I've never seen someone
full of
cum.
Me and her.
But she's surprised you're full of cum. I was not like you, with a stomach full of cum.
But I want you to understand, this is the person that obviously I met on social media. We met and then I approached her, said, okay, you want to be on the show? She said, she doesn't mind. I just liked her pictures and her vibe. So that was the second time we meet on that episode. So you're saying you didn't have a stomach full of cum at 25, but we've never met. Like, what do you mean? You don't know me.
But
like
where
that.
Does she say that? Where does that come from?
She was arguing and angry.
Yeah, but you know when people are angry, they say the truth.
Yes, or what they think is the truth from what they've heard.
But she doesn't know me.
So are you full of cum?
No, I'm not.
Can I feel?
Hey, that pretty God is getting closer to you, man. He's like, I don't like your line of questioning, sir. What you say about my boss up in here?
But then she replied, that shows wild though. She replied and said, have you checked your papers?
Oh, ooh, my God. I said that?
Yes.
That's why.
I remember that.
Wait, why? She's not South African.
She's not South African.
Yeah.
No, like, no. And we, you know, it was me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I must give it a watch.
No. So, I don't even remember what I said there. And also, I went on and apologized on the page. And then, yeah, we get along now. But we were not getting along for like 2 weeks. Get along. We're just together at Monarch on Sunday. Even this morning, she called me and stuff. So, yeah, it's good. We're good on that one.
So, you've forgiven each other?
Yeah, we did. I apologized to her, but she didn't say, I accepted. But the following, after 2 days, we started talking again. We started hosting Lolo? Together. Because they book, that's her.
Oh, Lolo.
Yeah, because they book us all the time.
So, you guys are cool? You
no,
guys,
we're cool. Yeah, yeah. We just
you never thought about a man? Nothing.
A man?
Yeah, you and Lolo.
I never fought her. About any men. Mm. What, are there some rumors?
No. I'm bro, you know, I live in my own world. I don't know what's going on. But I just got to ask, you know what I mean? But I remember you said on the show that you used to date broke niggas.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm a lover. So, yeah. But once you realize.
I like that. I'm a lover.
Your heart, like,
I love. I do dating and stuff. Oh my God, roses. Good morning. That's what I do. But now, once you realize your worth,
Before you realize your worth, take me back to the broke niggas you were smashing.
The laughing stage.
Yeah, like when you're still a lava.
Before the volcano erupted, yeah. And released lava.
Yeah. Like he buys you tata, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it what? In high school, primary school? Varsity.
Varsity. And then when I was 20, 21. Like girls now don't do that. Like it's shocking how 20 or 21 year olds are like driving Mercedes. And back in the days,
because of
that
you guys.
Time, who were not even. You think so? But yeah. I'm at the right age.
It's because if I'm watching Diamonds and Dolls and I'm a girl,
I'm 28.
I'm like, this is what I
can get a car and a apartment from a guy.
But I'm at the right age.
For what?
The 2000 generation is too fast. It's scary. I'm sorry. For me, I just look at them, I get scared.
What do you mean? I don't understand that.
Like, I don't know. I don't think they've.
Could it not be their parents who actually give them this?
Well, some that I know, you know, I just feel like. At 21, you remember yourself at 21.
Yes.
You're like young. Even some decisions, you do them, but you realize later that you were just acting because of the age. You don't think.
Yes.
So,
you don't know yourself at that time.
Yeah, so these 21-year-olds have what we have at 28. Mm. Yeah, it's crazy. Mm.
And they're not equipped for the game.
I feel like they're so young. It's just too much. It's fast. Mm. Yeah, it's scary.
So you are 21, 20. You're dating this broke guy.
Mm.
And then what happened?
And then I level up.
Wow. Did he break your heart? Why did you guys break up? What happened? Did his ATM thing card stop working?
No, but he doesn't have money. What ATM card?
He doesn't have money.
Oh.
He doesn't have money.
So what happened?
We're just dating, you know, varsity vibes. Spy me, take away at cafeteria. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. I want to know the day.
Then I start meeting the Range Rovers and whatnot. You know how it is. Hence, I'm saying it's just fast. But with us, it happened slowly. It wasn't like now.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened slowly?
What do you mean slowly? No, you meet rich people.
Where do you meet them? I mean,
meet them in the club. Sorry, I won't lie.
Think I'm asking this question properly. I'm trying to understand where she went from dating a broke guy and it was cool to now leveling up, as she said. Like,
what changed?
What changed? Yes,
because I was starting to get paid. You know, especially hosting and stuff. Yeah.
So you can still host and have a broke boyfriend?
Oh yeah, because hosting is work.
He must also work. I can't. Where must I work? I must work for you. And you know what? A man must actually work for the woman. I'm not supposed to work.
But you're both in tertiary.
No, I'm not talking about tertiary.
Oh, now you're working.
Remember I was on radio in tertiary.
Yeah.
I was. How did I become a host? It started as a waitress.
Yeah.
When you're a waitress, you get a tip. You tip, right?
Yeah.
You
tip.
Yes.
So you can imagine all those tables.
Yeah, no, I tip a lot. That's what I said.
Okay, so you get to a point where you're like, fuck this shit. If I'm going to sleep with a guy, I must get paid.
No, I don't sleep with a guy to get paid. I just will not date a broke guy. because I can afford.
That's wild.
That sounds like a contradiction.
What do you mean?
So you don't date for love? Like, I just genuinely love you and we call
yes.
it. No.
It's not about the pocket.
There's so many rich guys that approach me that I don't love and I will not be with you.
Oh, okay. Mm.
I have to have some sort of feeling. There must be a, you know.
But that feeling is like, what if you have a feeling for a broke guy and it's natural, right?
Yeah, I will ignore it.
Did you finish your law degree?
No.
You didn't finish?
Mm-mm.
What happened there? Why didn't you finish?
I don't know. I just feel like it's not for me. I'm going to be honest today because people like keep on saying, oh, you're not finishing, whatnot. I just feel like it's not for me. Mm. And right now I'm trying to register for my thing, culinary school because like cooking.
Oh, dope.
Yeah,
dope.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
But I already submitted the forms and everything. But if maybe I decide later on, I'll still go back. University is open.
They will always
accept me.
Yeah.
UJ, they'll say, come back, you know. But I just feel like I just felt like I was at a wrong... You know when you are doing something, but you're like, "What am I? What are you doing?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see myself in court.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't. I feel like entertainment is for me as well.
Let's talk about the good life, about you know what you do in your lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
Because I've got her on WhatsApp and I watch her snaps. Oh my goodness, bro! You'd swear it's Simon on my WhatsApp. The Tinder swindler.
You enemy, you.
Yeah, she's traveling all over. Bro.
Private jets.
You know what I mean? I'm like, Eva, which one is this one?
Eva, block him.
I will block him. And the funny thing is, all of that is not even on the show. So imagine if the show was currently.
Yes. Wow. So tell us about the good life. Like, how nice is it, bro?
Oh my God, I think it's for me. I think the good life is for me. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't chase the good life. The good life comes to me.
Expensive watches, handbags, whatever you need. Could you like go from Cape Town and then have breakfast in Cape Town, lunch in Monaco?
What do you mean?
Oh, so what do I mean by that?
Like, is it possible?
Yeah.
Like, is it in the realm of your reality?
Yeah, my friends just actually landed in Mozambique this morning in a jet. In the morning, they're coming back. She just wrote on her page, oh my God, I just landed in Mozambique for a day. I'm back tomorrow.
So when you travel...
So do you do that also?
I've never done that, but I would love to do that.
But tell me, I want to know, like, the good life. Like, Cheriako Limpopo Sishiko, you know. When you go out there, it must be overwhelming.
Oh, tell us about your favorite day that's so memorable. Yeah. You know, from waking up to the evening somewhere in some part of the world. Or even locally.
My favorite day was like when I was in Dubai in 2019. Mm. And I literally spent... How much was that in the club? We spent like plus or minus 200K.
Oh, my goodness. Jeez. That's Ziggy's fees.
Yeah.
Bro.
Hi, bro.
I'm also.
Damn.
Yeah, like one crystal is 30K in Dubai.
What happens in Dubai, man? There's a whole lot of connotations about it.
No. It's just childish. It's a lie. This thing of, well, I will tell you one thing. When I was in Dubai, maybe because of the looks, I don't even remember one Arab guy asking me out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's this thing people say, oh, Dubai, Arabs and whatnot. It's a lie.
We spoke about it last week on
it's
the show.
It's a lie. Oh, yeah. It's a lie.
These Instagram girls. Yeah. Not just from SA.
Golden showers.
But I'll tell you one thing. There's so many black guys that have money, guys, that people think it's only Arabs that can afford to spend in Dubai. That is a lie. So if you go to Konka, is it Arabs or black guys?
You've never been shat on in Dubai.
No, but I don't know why. Maybe they don't like me. Because my friend is like, no, you need to make sure your makeup is on point every day. I'm like, no, I don't do that every day, makeup to the mall. Because it's like, why am I not getting not even one guy saying, oh, can I have your number? Zero.
So women are getting shit on in Dubai.
What's that? Shit on?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
Pissed on?
No, that's a lie. I thought you were saying I've never been like, what, I'm shy like it.
No, no, no. I specifically said shat on.
No, 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 no. That is a lie. Mm.
So that does not exist.
It's just, it's like all. Saying slay queens, they don't have a bed, they don't have food, whatnot. It's the same thing. No,
misconception.
No, no. Yeah, 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 no.
So who funds?
So many black guys in Dubai. I swear to God. I was in the club, I remember ballers, black guys.
Who funds the trip to Dubai? Are you paying that up from your own pocket or your boyfriend at the time or whoever you're busy with?
Okay. At the time, it was the boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. But sometimes I don't mind with my own money.
Yeah.
I fly myself. I can afford to fly myself.
You're making that much money, Eva.
I believe I can get 10K at a club. What do you mean?
Bro, oh, we DJs. Hey, we can't afford that.
Not business class to Dubai or Emirates.
Oh, the thing is, because I don't have maybe kids. That's why.
Oh,
because I'm thinking,
hey, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
a
good one. Do these ballers tip you like that? You are responsible for bringing in a club, and you would have done what for them? Like if they tip you, because I'm pretty sure they must.
No, no.
Tip you.
At the club, what they do is if I bring a table, right, someone to come and host, I get percentage from your bill.
Oh
yes,
like that's how it works. If I invite like five tables, yeah, get percentage from that.
Yeah, that's how it works now, bro.
So I spend 500K, you get something
from that.
You get 50.
10%.
She gets 50.
And then the waiter or waitress,
you must check on the receipts on the slip every time. The tip is included. You pay for it. They don't even ask you.
Oh.
So the waiters at Taboo and everything, they make more money than Eva.
Yeah.
Trust me on that. So if you're paying 200K bill, 300, the waiter, you must check the bill. It's included.
So
the bill in Cape Town, the waiter got 120. I remember the bill was trending. The waitress, they don't even look at them and think they make so much money, those people.
Do you guys meet like a lot of drug dealers, gangsters?
I wouldn't know.
What do you mean?
Well,
do obviously, you know who you chat with.
Ah.
Sure. Me, I don't. Yeah.
You don't care about the source of the money.
That's
of these ballers. Because not all of them, it's legal.
For me,
let's
it's
be
business.
Honest.
For me, it's business. I'm in the club. I'm working. I'm working. Do you honestly think if now Obama opens a club, do you think he's going to say at the door, I don't want drug dealers, I don't want thugs and whatnot? He's going to accept
it's
the
like
money.
It's like us, dog. Or when like, we get to like, a gig and they pay us our fee, we don't ask who's
money. Yeah, we don't ask.
And who's
clean,
the
are
owner?
You cleaning money with us?
Who's the
in
owner?
The post, he says we're going to pay 80,000.
Yeah.
But then,
who's the owner? Is he a drug lord? You don't ask. You
yeah,
you
we don't ask.
Yeah, yeah, we can see.
So you can imagine.
Yeah. But you still take the money and play.
I take the money and play.
Do you think at KFC, McDonald's, when you're buying McDonald's, they're going to say, okay, this is McG, he's legit. We're taking McG's. This is Eva, she's a drug lord. You're not going to take.
Yeah, that was a dumb question.
Money
take that
money.
Out, actually. Yeah, that was
no,
a dumb.
Man. It's a human question.
It's a human.
So look, I'm a baller, right? Now, obviously, I'm on your contact list. You've invited me. You're hosting at this place, and I see a fine honey, thick, big ass is what I like. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, I want that one. Can you, like, you know, make it happen? I want to go home with her. Like, would you help me? I mean, you got to keep me happy. I'm this baller.
If you're saying, can I go home with her? I, like I said, I go with respect. Hence, I said, there's so many guys that I meet that have money. But if you don't have respect, I'm not going to
help.
We're
me.
Not going to work.
Okay, he's
but
he's,
I'm asking you.
He's asking you nicely.
You remember you said there must be maybe a middle person. I'm asking you nicely. Like, I really like that.
Yeah, but
girl.
I'm not
be that middle person.
I'm going to be so nice to her.
But
I'll treat her well.
But I'm not a pimp. And remember, I'm a girl. So for me to go to another girl and say the other guy wants you, I'm not going to do that. Uzong delela the girl. Yeah, there's people that do that. That you can.
So even if a guy's offering you 10K on top of what you've already gotten,
and I'll give her maybe 10K.
So you say
no, I'm not going to do that. The girl will still disrespect me. The girls, I wouldn't even, if another girl comes to me to say there's a guy that likes you, I'm not going to accept it.
Even if you see there's
it's an
no
ego thing. As a girl, we don't, no.
Bro, you know, okay. Bear with us. We don't know this world. We're so intrigued. So I know it's like, a lot of questions, but we really want to know.
Because these
it's
are the stories we hear.
Yeah,
it's like,
oh, wow, you just see me. Hence, I said, guys, there's a way you share like a girl, man. Also, why? I don't understand why guys don't go and approach nicely. Oh, hi, can I have your number? There's nothing wrong with that. If you come to me and say, can I have your number? you know, I'll give you the number. Obviously, we start communicating, and I see the son is not my type. It's okay. I can.
No, that was the old days. That's how we used to roll in the old days.
Hence, I'm saying.
It's now there's invoices.
Like, you can't be sharing the same when you're broke and rich.
Hence, I'm saying it's different. It's different. And there's a way you can even have someone and be with them and not even pay them a cent. And then give them money later. Because we are talking now, you're like, but this thing of, oh my God, in the morning, it's not for me.
What does everyone think that you supply all these gossip pages with juice, like popcorn room?
Maybe because I am liberal and I am, how can I say it? I'm not in the olden days. You know, like newspapers, I'm not to say I'm bashing newspapers or anything, but this is where the world is going, guys. I'm on the Shade Room commenting every day, honey. I'm on InstaBlog. I follow all the blogs in the country.
Okay. Hey, I made it on the Shade Room the other day. Did you see?
I'm on Hollywood Unlocked. I'm everywhere, honey. Oh. I'm commenting. Even when I built my parents a house, I woke up and I'm on InstaBlog. Do you know how happy I was?
Wow.
I was like, I made it on InstaBlog.
Nice. What's that? Which one is that one?
This InstaBlog Nigeria. They've got close to 5 million followers.
Shit. Yeah.
So my dream is to be on the Shade Room. I don't know how, but
I'll tell you. I'll give you the secret.
What a dream!
You are on your Shade Room. Shout out.
Just another week.
You are on the Shade Room. Let me tell you a story. You're on the Shade Room. You've made it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You have made it. If you're on the Shade Room, you've made it. I'm not to say the other blogs are not, but the Shade Room is like the mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just giving him.
He's giving me the alcohol.
The Shade Room is like, you know what I mean? So
my Pep and Daba is the Shade Room of SA. And what's the other one?
Popcorn room.
Yeah.
But
do you own them?
No, I don't. But
Are you behind?
No, I'm not behind. Yes. If you check me on WhatsApp, you check the way I write.
Yeah.
You will know. No, I mean, come on. Even the way I'm speaking right now, you can tell. Oh, she's not the one. Honestly, like, it takes.
But do you know who's behind them?
No. But I do communicate with Popcorn on the DM.
So if you were behind them, obviously you wouldn't.
I wouldn't even go and post. There's so many people that I beef with. Why would I go and promote you? Do you know, once you're on a blog, whether it's a bad or good thing, it's a promotion. And once you're not on blogs, you're not relevant anymore. I'm sorry, guys. There's so many people in America. I'm not going to go check Jay-Z, what he's doing, and Beyonce and everything. We want to see on the Shade Room who's popping, what's happening this week.
Mm.
It's like on Twitter, hashtag trending every week. Mm. We want to see. But if you're not there, it's like, okay, people are talking about you, especially in this game.
So if you woke up one day and Slick Talk is going in on you, and you know he goes in, you'd be happy. Like,
I don't care. I told you. I don't care.
But that's a win. That's publicity.
That's a win.
A win. I don't care. Me, say write whatever you want to write. And the blogs, they made me. I'm on this platform today because of the blogs.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knew me. I was not on TV. It's another platform. It's a network. You know what I mean? It's like you have a podcast.
Yeah.
Someone has YouTube. It's just that in South Africa they're not yet. They don't understand. Like in America, do you know how big it is to be on Shade Room? Like Fashion Nova, they promote their stuff, they everyone like so for me it's like I'm not gonna undermine blogs. Yeah. I don't own them. But
those blogs are wild. You know the blackmail people, bro.
They blackmail people.
Yes.
Blackmail.
Oh. Yeah. They'll say like if they have your sex tape, they're like, hey, if you don't want us to leak this, give us 500k.
Don't fall into the trap. No,
I didn't know. But I saw Tiwa Savage's one when the person was.
She's got a sex tape.
Like me. No, what?
Tiwa Savage.
Sure. But oh my God, I've talked to her. But it was trending.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's gonna kill me.
Have you seen it, dog? Just nod if you've seen it.
You won't. Could be his client tomorrow.
No, she was trending. Come on, it was everywhere.
Bro, I told you, I don't know what's trending.
You don't on Twitter?
No, I live in my own world, bro. I never know.
No,
how long ago was this?
Last year, probably 4 months or something. I don't know, but it was very bad.
Jeez.
So the person was blackmailing and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's out. She said release it.
Fucking hell, man. That's crazy. So what's happening? Okay, I know you don't want to talk about this, but what happened between you and Dora Mungi? What's going on?
I don't know her.
Come on.
Who's that?
Come on.
She's a host like you. And you've beefed.
Come on. No. Come on.
I don't know.
Wow.
What's going on there?
I don't know her.
But we even called you. Remember we called you on the show?
Mm. Where is that clip? Play it.
Hey, Meshi. It's in the archives there.
We did. We called her. We called Eva
when they were beefing with Dora. Yes. And you explained it, so I don't know what changed now.
No, I don't know. I forget amnesia.
Oh, wow.
Cool. So what are you busy with? You got your makeup line, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Where is that? I've never seen it anywhere. Where can I find it?
We're going to launch the website this week.
Dope.
Yeah. Because we're just busy with the show, so too much was just going on. Remember, I launched it in London?
Yeah.
And now for people to now start purchasing... Yeah, I was just busy with that. Sorry, guys, I don't have management. Everything I do it myself, so it's just too much.
We just asked you 5 minutes ago, what's the dope life, the coolest things you do? You launched your makeup in London.
Yeah, exactly. I did.
And she didn't even mention that.
She just mentioned the price in a club. You know, what she meant, like, how did you get to the club?
Because you've been asking me about clubs.
No, the
amazing things you've done.
Yeah.
That us poor people don't know about.
Yeah.
And never even
we
fathom.
Are living vicariously through you
right
now. Yeah. Let us in your world.
Just let it for 10 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah, just launch
it. Let us smell it.
At the Africa Fashion Collective. And then...
How did that come?
How did that come about?
Yeah.
You know Kiteria, the designer?
Yes.
Yeah, he's actually one of the people that believe in me. Every time they're doing fashion shows, like, come and showcase. Come and show. But I was like, I don't think I can do this. He's always pushing me. Even last year, 2020, we were supposed to go to Milan Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week. But we couldn't because COVID cancelled flights and everything. You can't even get a visa for America and everything. Yeah.
How many countries have you done?
I've done so many countries. Maybe to 20 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus or minus 20 countries.
Favorite country you like?
Favorite country I like? I won't lie, I enjoyed Nigeria.
Nigeria's nice, yeah.
Even though it's just like very hot and the roads are a mess. It's a dodgy place. You can't even take a picture there by the road. The only nice thing is like taking pictures and the photo shoot and everything. I was in Lagos. I enjoyed the parties.
Mm.
So I will say the parties in Nigeria are the best.
I went everywhere. Abuja.
All the countries I've been, the parties there are lit.
Mm.
Yeah, they know how to have fun.
How's it different from this side?
We don't really have proper clubs here.
For real?
I'm sorry. No. The clubs there. I see Monarch now. I look at Monarch and I'm like, it looks like Cubana and Lagos.
Yeah.
Like, it's beautiful. Yeah, they're very good.
And Stars.
And the owner's like a black.
Yeah. Stars, how many famous people have you met?
How many famous people? Oh my God, I've met a lot. I work in the club, so obviously I've...
Tell me someone famous where you're like, ah.
Someone famous, the Migos.
Hey!
Oh!
The Migos!
Yeah, I was actually one of the... Well, I was at this guy who works at Mavala Noise that time.
Yes.
Got me a ticket. Mm. So I'm just there, like a normal person, backstage, walking around.
Yeah.
The manager's like, oh, hi, come and join us on stage. I said, oh, really? You have his number, actually.
Yeah.
I said, really? I said, yeah, come and join us on stage. I was on stage. I still have the videos. And I'm posting. People are like, how did you get on stage? So they're performing, and I'm there at the back dancing, but not like... Yeah. Dancing, performing, just like on stage. 2017, this is the year. And then we all left. We went to Taboo. I left with them from the stadium to the...
Yeah.
But it was just a thing of, oh my God, that time Quavo was like the guy.
Yeah.
And then he bought you KFCs.
No, we went... No. We actually, from Taboo, we went to Andisha.
Oh, Andisha, yeah.
That time when Andisha was famous, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, we just gotta camp in that Andisha every weekend.
Yes.
No, I love it.
But she says
I will go to Andisha and leave there at 11 a.m. We drink again and we get there, we eat the pizza, we buy Savannah's.
You met Drake as well?
Huh?
You met Drake?
Drake? No. Never met Drake.
Yeah. Any actors? No actors?
Actors? I don't remember, but Migos.
Fucking hell, man. Guys, listen to her life, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I think I'm lucky.
High profile things.
Why do you think you're lucky?
I don't know. I was just, like I said, I was just walking and then the guy said, come and chill. Mm. I mean, how many people were, that time they were big.
What have you done to yourself? Like to your body? Have you done your boobs or anything?
I did my teeth.
Oh, your teeth.
Yeah. Oh, your teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, that, damn, they're beautiful.
Look at that.
Look at him. I did my teeth in Turkey. So I, if you see
Turkey.
My
Turkey. Teeth.
You just slipped in, in Turkey. That's, a, that's an upgrade from KFC to Turkey.
People are here doing teeth in medical clinics.
You guys are so rude. You are rude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when I did my teeth, if you see your teeth before, you'll be like, you'll cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are there any dangers in your industry, like as a girl, you know, in the climate that we're in as a country, like?
Yeah, yeah, there are. I mean, when people were accusing me of being a blog, you know, I just had a thing. I got a tip from a guy that's like close to me and close to some other person that I won't mention to say, oh, Kefile wants to send hitman to kill you. That's what I have bought.
Damn.
Yeah, and I sent her a DM. I can show you now. She never replied. So now when they're saying, going on saying, oh, I own these blogs, she went and wrote it. I'm sure you saw that. She wrote a very big thing to say, oh, I own the blog and everything.
Kefile.
And then they found out who owns the blog and everything.
Kefile.
She never came to me to apologize when they found out I don't own it. She never came to me to apologize and everything. But yeah. That's it. We move.
A hit on your hostess. Huh? Why would they be hit
but how
on
long ago was
I imagine,
that?
I don't have a...
But wait, Eva, how long ago was that?
Last year.
So ever since then, you've had to have bodyguards every day since last year?
Yeah.
How much do you spend on bodyguards? Like, do you pay them daily, monthly?
I pay them monthly.
That's wild,
what's
man.
What's a salary bodyguard? Because obviously, it depends from presidential bodyguards to like...
No, these are presidential bodyguards, by the way.
Oh, you can see.
That one smirks a bit. I can't even say... Come on, it's not... No, you can't say shit. Yeah, these are serious bodyguards. Right? So they have guns right now?
Yeah, he's got a gun. Show him the gun.
Yo, please show us the gun. We had a gun on the show. Big Zulu was on the show. He showed us his gun.
Yeah.
He had a bodyguard as well. And it's not illegal. You can just show us.
It's violating.
The code. Oh, it's violating the code of bodyguards.
Yeah.
But what kind of gun is it? Like you Glock 984.
Wow, bro. Okay, so what's the end goal? What's the
all
end goal?
All types of guns.
What do you want to achieve? What's the end goal? Because you're not going to be 24 forever.
I'm not 24, I'm 28.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
So when she says, a stomach full of cum at 25, now you understand when the show was filmed.
Yes, yes, yes.
3 years ago.
What's the end goal?
I was 25.
Hmm? What's the end goal?
To get married.
Ha! Eva!
Finally. I feel like I've done everything. I just want to have a family, get married, and then definitely have children, maybe. Wow. Yeah.
But can't you live this life and be married? Why is it when you've done everything?
No. I'm not saying I'm not going to stop. Okay. I will still live the life.
Yes.
The lifestyle is forever.
Babalo still doing her thing.
The lifestyle is forever. Drip is forever.
True.
Yeah, so... But it's like, you know, there's just one thing that you want to achieve.
Weren't you going crazy in your house during lockdown because there was no parties?
Oh, my God. I was going crazy because of obviously like money issues. Like I had to like, you know, use all my savings to pay rent for like 4 months. It was bad.
Yo.
She stays next to the president, by the way.
Oh,
no,
damn.
That was before.
Oh,
I moved.
2017. Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
So you're 30 then, because if you shot the show 2017... Five
not
years
like
ago.
We shot 28, 17. And we started filming.
Oh, she said the stomach full of cum only 3 years ago.
2019.
Oh, because I'm doing the math. You know, I'm like, shy. Oh, makes sense. Good save. Wow. Still spending your savings, I see.
That's what you
still
remember.
Using your savings. Nice one.
No, bro, but I still feel like there's so much to this world that Eva's not telling us, but it's fine.
To unpack, this is not revealing.
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
Hey, it sounds wild, bro. It sounds wild,
what
man.
What do you want to know?
Like there's no morals. It's a moralless, you know, immoral, you know, place where money is king.
And I don't have anything against it. I mean, I don't judge anybody's hustle. It's your hustle,
I'll
that's how you get
something.
Money. You got your family a house, so you're doing good for your parents, you know what I mean?
Well done.
So get your money, bro. I mean, we had a porn star here, Colin Fega.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, dude, if that's how you want to get your money.
But also, I don't understand. So many people go out, but what's wrong if I'm getting paid to go out?
Exactly.
And you're not committing
I'm
a crime.
I'm in the club. You are here to party. I'm here. I get
Eva, how many girls are stuck in relationships getting beaten up, cheated on for no money?
Yes. For data.
So,
then they become part of the data and statistics.
Oh my God.
Not true.
Not true. No jokes.
So true. Yeah,
true
yeah.
No jokes. No jokes. True.
Yeah.
Sad realities.
Yeah.
No, because I feel like, Eva, there's this element of, it's like so glamorized. So like, it's almost like wanting to know what is the other side that people need to be cautious of. Because there are a lot of girls that look at you guys and just say, I want to be that. And then that's when we hear all of these stories, how these girls, where they are pimped and all of this, and how these men even roll sometimes, you know, your ballers, or and the expectations they have on the girls. Because it's easy to say, I'm throwing money, but what are the things that you people also have to do? You get it?
Yeah, because Eno mentioned on the show how she got raped from one of the parties.
You see?
One of the ballers took her, drove off.
Yeah.
And it was a traumatic experience till this day.
That was very sad.
Yeah.
So it's glamorized like too much, and just some things are.
Yeah.
And what do you think of those things though?
I just feel like people should be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I can say. Just be responsible, especially if you're meeting a guy. I mean, why would you leave with a guy you just meet today and go to their place? Like, you don't even know this person. Mm-hmm. Hence, I said dating, it means you get to know someone.
Mm.
Yeah. There's a thing called dating. There's a thing called being in a relationship. Being in a relationship, it means we are now in a relationship. I expect you to send me a morning text, call me, do all of that. Dating is when you're taking me out. We get to know each other, have lunch, do all of that. I get to know this person.
Yeah, I just wish, I'm not saying you, but I just wish people could just own their stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you go to Dubai and get shit on, just own your shit.
But that thing is like a lie, guys. I'm sorry to say that, but it's a lie.
No, it's not. I'll show you. I'll send you. It's not. It's a worldwide thing.
It happens.
No, I never got approached by an Arab.
Not you, but I'll send you a link where this guy, he actually goes and he pretends to be a rich Arabian guy to an American influencer, Instagram influencer. So he's like, okay, cool, I want you to come to Dubai on this day, whatever. She's like, all right, cool, no problem. What do you want me to do? And she's like, I want to shit on your face. She's like, okay, cool, that's not a problem. I do that on a weekly. And he's like, okay, cool, then I want you to do one, whatever. It's a thing.
Let's get shit face together.
It's a thing. Yeah. And they all go there, pose on these yachts.
Oh, hey,
they all pose on the yacht. If you pose on the yacht.
Come on, yacht. I was at thingy. At Zanzibar on the 31st, I was on a yacht for 4 days.
Damn,
one that has,
For
4 days, the one that has bedrooms.
Zakat!
Stop!
And there's levels to this.
Why do you still live here, bro, if you're living like this? Yeah. Why do you still come back here?
Money chose me.
Anyway, Sopendugo, what else do you want to ask him, man?
I'm curious. People don't see this, but you're wearing a whole feather thing, and you've got a tattoo of a feather. Like, what's with the feathers?
No, this is a scar. So I just tattooed the feather.
So it's just a coincidence that you got it. By the way,
I'm wearing House of Z. You know, Z Shop, Nozibo Zulu, on Instagram. You know,
she's also like
An
influencer turned shop.
Entrepreneur.
Boutique, what? Yeah, I know. Boutique. Thick girl, big ass. Know her.
She's the one that dressed me today. Shout out.
Oh, wow. I saw on the show, you're always getting dressed. Do you pay for that? Or like, it's just like.
It depends on, you know, if you are post. Because with influencing, someone can send you stuff to post.
Yeah.
And then, because I've got a rate card.
Okay.
Yeah, so. So how it works is I can post. Let's say you send me this, right? We're collaborating.
I
can say, okay, you're sending me this, as you're just sending me. But then if you want me to post it, I've got a fee to post it on the story. I've got a fee to post it on the feed. And then if you want me to take content with my team, I will charge you for that because it's my team. If you want to bring your team, like these camera guys, to come and film and everything, I will just charge you only to post because you're paying the cameras and then you're getting a stylist and everything. But if I'm doing everything, I'll
Why did you shit on our girl Mihlali, man? We love Mihlali.
No, it wasn't me. Watch this. Watch
no, Mihlali,
the show.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they said she had a fake LV.
No,
back.
But it wasn't me. Go and watch the. It wasn't even LV.
Her name was not there.
Chanel.
Whatever. Same thing. Man.
Yeah, but it wasn't me.
It was you.
It was. Watch the episode. The drama was everywhere. Yes, and the drama was everywhere. That's long time ago, guys. The drama was everywhere.
Are you guys cool though?
With who?
With Mihlali.
No, I don't know her.
Is she part of this circle?
What circle?
Like the lifestyle that you're in.
Hostess. She's an influencer, but she goes out. I see her in the club all the time, but so she won't post.
No, they are.
She was in.
So she's a hostess.
She was in Durban. Sorry, when we were in Cape Town now, she was the one when we were hosting, but she was not going to post.
She's not a YouTuber.
She has to protect her brand.
Ah.
But she does go out, she'll post, but like not all the time. I will post because I'm working, I'm getting paid. She's there, you know, having fun.
So she does it under carpet.
She doesn't
not
influence.
Under carpet.
I mean,
listen, she was hosting at Altitude the other day, but it's not like her. She will do it once in a while, like hosting, but not all the time. So she doesn't have to post. Her posting at the one, she's promoting the one, and they're not paying her, so why must she post?
Oh, I get it. Makes sense. It doesn't make business sense to promote.
To promote
a place that's not paying
when you're not getting.
But then why go there then?
To drink.
Oh, yeah, true.
I thought y'all did the same thing. I've seen it in the same dress.
For real?
No.
Yeah, so I thought birds of the same feather. Flock together. No.
Ah, my dog, that's funny, dog.
You see that? I'm laughing.
So I don't love this one. It's actually Boiti that wore the dress, not me, Charlie.
Is it Boiti?
Oh, it's Boiti.
Yes. The same lady.
Who's the biggest hostess in the country right now?
I'm the biggest hostess.
Come on.
Who's your biggest competition?
Yes. Who's number two?
Biggest competition. I feel like there's a lot of hostess now, eh? Mm. I need to stop because it's just too much. When I started doing it was in 2017 when it was just babala.
Nobody was.
They said we are trash.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're trash, they're hosts. But now they're doing it. The biggest influencers in the country are doing it now, but it's okay. Now it's like, because they're doing it. You know how it is in South Africa?
Yeah. Mm. How are you with Tebogo, man? Because she's got a show on her network called City Girl.
Yeah, she's been calling me to come in.
Yeah,
we talk on the phone.
You guys are cool.
Yeah, we are cool. Come on. She's my homegirl.
Nah.
Yeah, we talk. I mean, she likes traveling as well. So when I was going to Zanzibar, she was going to Texas. She spent her thingy there. No, she actually travels more than anyone. Yo.
Yeah.
She just doesn't. I like her. But she needs a team to manage her page. She will just post brown things. That's why you won't see. But brown. She travels. She know like the content brown. Is brown.
What?
Like very blurry. Like
it's not glitz.
No, she doesn't know how to. No, she doesn't know how to package. They call it packaging.
Nah, she knows how to pack.
No, she doesn't know. No. Listen to me. She got the body. She got the travel. She knows all the ballers. She knows all the celebrities. She chills everybody. French Montana. Everything.
Yeah.
But she needs to manage her page. She knows. She knows. I tell her that. She's like, Chamina, you know who I'm with now? I'm with Blackson, whatnot. All these people in America.
Michael Blackson.
Yeah, yeah, she will tell you that. But the packaging is not there. I'm sorry, Deborah, you're watching this. You need a PR.
Yeah, man, here's Mannequin. Management. Mannequin, help her out, dog.
Get a management, honey.
No, manage your page. I think she's cool because she's getting her coins. She's still traveling more than anybody else with the unmanaged page.
I get that, but. You know, I mean, if you're saying you're an influencer and all of that, that's important. This so many times I've been telling me, oh, my pictures look dirty. I had to make a plan.
They're brown.
No, they just said that because I was using my phone to take the pictures. So I had to now, I use only camera now.
Hey, gosh.
Yeah, they're saying on the blogs. They're saying on the blogs, oh my God, your pictures are dirty and stuff. You look dirty and, I get bullied.
So DJs are like.
I get bullied all the time, so.
So even the latest iPhone.
But like I said, you bullying me, it helps me, level up.
But what I'm saying is DJs are the new, they want to be like you guys because they have like people that take pictures.
Yes.
Riders. Good. What's your rider like?
Yeah, when you're hosting, a rider, a rider.
A drink, right? What do you mean a rider?
Hospitality rider, yeah. When you're nectar. Hosting, what do you want on your table?
I want nectar. That's what I like. Mm. And then if a bowler's bowling, obviously Crystal, honey. We do Crystal shout-outs. Yeah, that's what I...
How many bottles of the nectar?
No, I don't... I get drunk quick, so one bottle for me is fine.
Oh.
And then if we're hosting as a group, we'll get, whoever, because I get drunk fast. Mm. Yeah.
No hubbly, no...
Let me tell you, I don't... Wings. That, yeah, but I don't really... I'm not a foodie, like I told you. With the hubbly as well, I just smoke it for clout. I don't smoke
for clout.
Just to take videos.
For clout.
Just to look cool and all of that. But I'm not really into... I can't even tell you the flavors. And they say, you want hubbly? I'm like, yeah, the nice one. Bring the nice one.
And drugs? Are drugs big?
No. I don't do drugs. But I'll tell you what. Everybody in this industry They're on drugs, honey. I can't drop the names, but it's
on drugs.
Bagged. It's very bad. You know what? I think I should. I don't know, but it's a very sensitive topic.
No, everybody
topic
knows.
Issue.
Yeah, because nice
people
life,
in my
out
cycle, because people
yeah,
in my cycle
out the
do,
5 gram.
Because people in my cycle that do drugs, you'll be very shocked. The people that do drugs in this industry,
it's a, it will. DJ, what is it? DJ, what is it?
What did you shade me?
I said all of you are on the gram.
No, 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 I'm not on a gram. I'm not on the gram.
You're not on grams?
Nope. Whoa. Never.
Okay.
I am very against it. That's why the circles don't want me, because I'm boring.
Mm.
Yeah, you will never see me. Oh, Eva's at this house party. I don't do those, cause I'm gonna like disturb them. Like I'm never invited even at these.
You're grounded.
These after parties. You'll see me at a party, but not at the after parties. They call it after parties.
Oh, after
and,
after.
And
after
what
after
happens
parties.
Then? What happens then?
They take their things and do their, you know, you know what I mean? They do their gram. Mm. So I, yeah.
That's the
I'm like, hey,
I
red flag,
to,
this one is red flag. I'm like, hey, red flag must not come here.
So all so the hostesses are on.
Not well, the hostesses. Even your influencers.
You said in the game.
Even your influencers, even your celebrity, it's bad.
They're on drugs.
Oh, shame. Ha. I swear to God. But these are the most judgmental people.
Mm.
In this
real
game, I swear, that's why me, I'm the realist. Like I don't care. Like what you see is what you get. But there's so many people that do things and wanna like oh yeah, well not. I'm not like Eva. Like they're trashy. They're like trash. They go to the club and.
That's why you came on the show. Most of them wouldn't come here.
Yes, no, they nah, they wouldn't come.
To come for what?
So what's your drug? What's your addiction?
Money.
No, sleeping.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I need to work on that. Oh, my God. Even now, I'm going to sleep. Right now, I'm going to sleep.
Alone.
Whoa, damn.
No, alone.
I sleep.
That's when these guys can go have a beer. Or they stand by the door. So.
And they're on night shift duty as well.
Oh, yeah.
The bodyguards.
When do you relieve them?
When do you relieve them, yeah.
Yeah, the, you know, but oh, someone must be at the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is wild, bro. You're an influencer and you got a bouncer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Two insects.
Because the influencer wanted to send people to kill me. I have to.
Can't you call her and say, hey, man?
You know what? The funny thing is, when I built my parents' house, she's the one that said congratulations and everything. I even reposted it. I actually like her. I mean, she was like one of the people that, you know, like made influencing like what it is.
Yeah.
You know, getting paid to post. I post this, I get paid, and
how old
all of
is
that.
She? Let's
no, I'm talking about Geffy.
Geffy.
Oh, Geffy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I actually love her style. She's amazing. She looks, she's always on point.
Mm. Can we do a round
I
table?
Go to her page, I look at the style, I'm like, I'm going to copy this look. You know
can
what I mean?
Can we do a round
so
table?
So for her to write those things.
Hey,
and
you don't
not,
listen, eh?
Wait. I'm going to address. No, I want to address this. Like for her to go and write on her page like that. Yeah. For me, it's like, I look up to you. I'm obviously younger than you. And I, you know, reposted your thing. And we don't. I've never met her in real life, by the way.
Oh, sure.
And then, you know, I was following her then. And then I sent her a message when I received the news that she was trying to, thinking that I'm the blocks, you know, right? Oh. And that time, a lot of things was going, you know, on around her and everything. It's fine. But then I'm like, as an adult, why are you not coming to me to address it or ask me, let's talk, you know, find out what's happening. Like, you just go, I mean, with her followers, you can't go and write that. Obviously, what if someone comes and attacks me? Because you've got so many fans, people believe in you, they love you so much, they'll obviously believe you over anybody else. It's like Beyonce writing such a thing. Do you know how many people can threaten me? I don't know if that makes sense.
100%.
Yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
They love her so much. She's this gefilo, she dresses well.
Yeah, it's like she's
beautiful.
What Casper
so
does.
Yeah. Is,
you what's
can't
it called?
Do that.
What does it do?
When you tell your fans to go charge. What's it called?
Go charge. Or like when you tell them to launch,
yes.
Like an attack on
yes.
someone. But you won't say it directly. You'll just
yes.
be like,
yes.
I'm
yeah.
a victim. Oh, this guy is the
yes.
perpetrator.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
Even Ayanda, she went in and wrote the same thing. And I was like.
Ayanda Tabet.
Yeah, and I was like.
Ugh.
She's a bit weird, man. I don't know. What does she do, bro?
I don't know what she does.
No, with her, it's personal.
With you?
Yeah. When I look at the whole thing and I'm like, she was, because when she met her baby, like now, the now baby daddy. I saw them in the club and I went and I said hi to him. Yeah, and he bought me alcohol. Because me and him had a thing. Yes.
Oh, so, you and the guy.
Yeah, so she probably thought I'm like a threat. You know, it wasn't about the blocks. It was that thing.
Because we've invited her on the show. She said no.
And she's actually someone that I actually liked, hey? Because when we were at Lana Maseko's lunch, she was like saying hi to us. I was like, oh my God, your celebrities are not nice. I was like, she's so nice. But for her to go and write that as well. And when I messaged her on the DM, she blue-ticked me. I said, so you do this?
But she writes a lot of shit.
Yeah, but, yeah, but when I look at it, it's personal. He bought me Cristal in the club. And I went and said hi. And I think it was a few days they met. Because I know him way back from 2019.
Is he an ex?
Huh?
Is he an ex of yours?
I wouldn't say ex. I would say we were talking. I don't know.
It just ended in a talking stage.
Did he buy you KFC?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys hooked up?
It wasn't a hookup because me and him met on the freeway.
Oh.
Hey, man.
You met on
He stopped the car. We were driving. My friend was driving my car. Then I don't know who he was. It was an entourage. He stopped the car. Brrr. It was around COVID even. And they said, stop the car. And then I stopped the car. And I was like.
Rich guy then. Yeah. Sounds like a rich guy.
Eva, you're a big deal, man.
Dude, what do
you
bro. Mean?
I didn't even have makeup on that day. I didn't even have a wig on. I don't know why he stopped the car, but he did.
He was feeling
like
you.
That's like 2020
on the freeway.
So that's a long time ago. And to say with her, it's like, I know what it was like. Oh, okay, girl, we get it. I get it, girl. But with the other one, you know, yeah.
Yeah, but you see, have you seen Eva, bro? She looks like, hey, she'll rock you this one. Eh?
Yeah.
When are you?
Yeah,
what
she's got that
when?
Thing.
Yeah, she's got that thing. Like, fuck that. You, listening to me, motherfucker.
Yeah. If I'm not.
That's why even when I was addressing the letters and everything, I didn't address it. I said, when I understand his feelings, because they were very
bro,
new.
Bro, you know you've been talking for 10 minutes. I know you really want to get this up, but I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
She's addressing Ayanda.
Hey, bro, this is I keep trying to change
it. She's addressing Ayanda Tomato, bro. Yeah. Who is a thing against her.
Okay, let me get it straight. What did Ayanda do? What did Ayanda do?
She wrote on her page and said, I'm the block. But I'm saying...
Of my Pip
and
Dabba.
Yeah, and then she's a popcorn room
but
as well.
But there's personal history there.
Because the baby daddy was fucking with...
Because she's pregnant right
was
now,
Was vibing
right?
with...
She doesn't
even know that I was vibing with him.
So why would she be...
But he bought you Cristal when she was there, right?
Yeah, I went and said hi to him and he bought me Cristal.
And she was there.
Huh?
And she was there.
Yeah, she was there.
So she got jealous.
Yep, maybe. Essentially.
Is she a hostess as well? What does she do?
No, she's not a hostess.
She acts, what does
she
do? Apparently.
She acts?
You're lying.
Oh, she's not an actress.
No, she's a presenter.
Bro, no one knows, bro.
No, she's a presenter. But what do you
mean? We don't know.
On Top Billing.
Top Billing is canned. Top Billing got canned ages ago. It got canned.
15.
Yeah, but there's this one. I actually like the show. E-News on E channel, the celebrities there doing games.
She hosted.
Yeah, it's no. She's games. I don't know what she's. It's her and this guy, and then there's Anele.
No, Anele is the host. She was
and
just
she's
there.
Doing, yeah, but she's there every episode. Her and this other guy.
She's like a referee.
That's what she does.
That's what she does.
Ivo, what do you mean? That's what she does.
That's nice, Tina, like this person. We just see her talk shit sometimes about us. Well, once.
But she's pretty, though. Fucking gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
Not for me. So not to, like,
stop
not
lying.
For me.
She's beautiful.
Nah, she's beautiful.
No.
Sol has a type.
No, I got a type. You know my type. And she's not my type.
But even if you have a type, you can acknowledge.
Acknowledge.
Okay, aesthetically, she's what the industry likes. Yes.
I know the industry.
No, she's weird.
She's not Sol's type.
No, I mean, listen. Even I like her with a Pondo, like no weave. She's actually nice with no weave.
Show me, remind me.
Are you going to agree with me that she looks nice with no weave? No. With the Pondo, like a.
She's a pretty girl.
That.
She's a beautiful girl.
Let me see.
Not body, just
that. That's even braids.
Yes.
Okay, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. No, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Facially, she's beautiful.
Smile if she's beautiful.
Yeah, not. she's beautiful.
She's beautiful. She is beautiful.
And when I met her in real life, not like personally, she was sweet. When I met her personally, she was sweet, but the things she wrote, I said,
Yeah, but you know the industry is fake, man.
It's industry fake. Yeah. Fake, fucking fake industry.
Anyway, so we're busy with the makeup, we're traveling, what else are we doing? Diamonds and Dolls, season 2?
Yeah, not really, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Oh, so it hasn't been approved.
Remember, no. Remember, I'm a cast member, so I don't know.
Oh. So what's next?
I just get a call. Are we filming? What not? I don't know. What's next? I'm opening a club.
Hey! Hey! What's the name?
I'm thinking Soweto vibes. I don't know.
Oh. The name is Soweto?
No, I want to do it in Soweto.
There's so many clubs in Soweto already, man. Magubenjalo.
Magubenjalo.
I don't know that one.
Magubenjalo, similar vibes.
So everybody from Konka, I get Konka closes at 10. Mm. Then everybody goes to Magubenjalo until the morning.
I don't know Magubenjalo, shame.
Yeah, and then
is it Konka people as well?
No. But I think they have an understanding.
Yeah, there's like
they book the same people from Konka and
No. I think Konka knows that they have to shut down at 10 so they can take business.
But why does Konka shut down at 10, guys? The COVID thing is done.
That's
the thing. I don't like. Me, I want to party until the morning.
They shut down at 10?
Yeah, it's because of the agreement.
Because the last time I went to Konka, I was like, it's 10 o'clock. We're supposed to go home. I was so angry because I wanted to be there until morning.
Has to eat as well. It's a
conglomerate. But even Mojo Cafe used to close at 10. So do you think it was because of Makubenjalo? Makubenjalo is a new club. So, you see, they need to open until 12 maybe, guys.
Yeah, man. But it's like News Cafe and Taboo. News Cafe has to close at 12 because Taboo runs until
there's
the
no more News Cafe. It's Monarch.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, that News Cafe is now Monarch. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Monarch.
Oh, is that where Monarch is?
In the same center. As
oh, shit.
It's like the old News Cafe. Oh. We shot MT there, man.
Yes,
like
yes.
We shot the episode of MT there. Oh. Hey, we don't want no smoke.
So News Cafe had to close at 12 because Taboo runs until the morning.
Yeah, so it's one of those agreements.
Yes.
And obviously there's back deals.
So you go to News Cafe, have a few drinks, and then
they feed the clientele there.
Yeah. So I think it's the same vibe. So you doing your club in Soweto?
Yeah.
And what's going to be different about your club?
It's going to be like a proper club, like real club.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because
nice. I can see if the vibe is Soweto now. People are that side. I mean,
I think it's a
if
hood.
People can
it's
go
hood.
To yeah, Konka, they can go to. Because now I feel like the vibe is going there. Oh,
no, okay. The vibe is any hood, like Kwamex in Durban.
Yeah.
Your hood.
Our hood, Indabilana, we've got Indaweni is Indaweni is like almost a Konka of first Indaweni. Proper. Spools.
Because now it's like, okay, up. It's like now you do another club in Sandton. It's like, come on, we've seen it. Like,
yeah, we're tired.
Yeah, not that we are tired of Sandton.
I'm tired
of people
Sandton.
Say in Sandton.
I haven't
but I'm saying, like,
in Sandton
people
in
are
years.
Doing different things now.
But you know what they're going to say? They're going to say you're just the face of the club. There's like a rich Nigerian or someone who actually owns the club.
No,
that's what they're going to say. Mm. You know how they're going to do it. They'll be like, there's serious money behind you. It's not you who owns the club. You're just the face.
Hey, what do you mean people are doing different things in Sandton? No,
I'm saying the clubs, you know, people must do different things, like remove that thing of, okay, Sandton is just a place for clubs. Like, it must be everywhere now.
So
what you're saying is the elite clubs should only be found in Sandton.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm.
Because if you invite people to come to Four Ways, people don't want to come, eh?
Four
people
Ways?
People only go to Altitude. Mm, I don't know why. But other places, they don't go. They
dude,
want
can
people
you go
want something.
Can we go out with you for just one weekend?
Yeah,
I want to see the
not?
Life of in yeah, ne?
Yeah, why not? You come. Yeah.
Okay,
you
cool.
No, we'll come.
We'll come, ne?
Not in your stomach all. Yeah. <we'll> Hey, remove that one. No.
I can't.
Remove that one. Hey, the climate. Remove that one. I just heard, you know, stomach come full. Hey, remove that one, bro. Remove that one.
Eva, we love you long time, man. In closing, what do you want to be remembered as, man?
As the girl that changed the game.
Beautiful.
Change the narrative.
Yeah, hey, you're the first host who's going to host a club, so I think you're doing that.
The first host? Oh, yeah, you can't take that away from Babala. She will kill me.
No,
she's
who's going to own a club? You're about to own a club now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what else?
What else? I can't tell you. I like to do my things in secret. I want to show you. I don't even know why I'm telling you I'm opening a club. I like to, you know, work in silence and show you the results.
I like that.
Okay.
That's smart. Mm. Smart.
Like right now, I'm saying I'm opening a club. What if it doesn't work?
Yeah.
Because someone will be like, oh, wait. They blocked me to not even enter Soweto. You know how it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but hopefully one day we can be ballers and come party with you one day, you know?
No, but you don't have to be a baller to party with me. You can come. There's always people that, I mean, if people are balling, you can come and drink. It's not like I'll finish all
I don't want to be that guy.
I'm not about the guy. Hey, but as Kipang, I was born. As Kipang, Amali. As Katata, I was born. You know? We don't want to be those guys. You know?
But how much, what's your budget for the club?
Me? Mm. Not more than 1,000. I'm sorry.
Hi, bro.
I'm a DJ. See, I'm used to my...
Rider. Free thing.
Yeah, so where can you party if you're DJing and I'm hosting, you get a rider. I get a rider as well.
No, but even you said
personally. The ballers are, no, listen. Even if the ballers are coming, I still get a rider.
But personally, if I'm not playing and we go to Konka and I'm not playing, I'm not going to spend more than 1,000. I'm sorry.
But how? What are you going to say? You can spend how much?
1,000 is fine. That's an, that's
okay,
well, how many beers is that, bro?
Oh, yo, that's a lot of that's a lot of beers. A ton of beers.
There's beer at Konka?
Oh shit!
There's no beer.
There's no beer.
Like I said, it's wow. not. You know, I like the Mojo wow. Cafe. I'm sorry, because
I used to go to gigs in Sandton, and I'd be booked, but I'd want beer, and then I'd be the only person in VIP drinking beer. The bouncers would hate it so much because it's a bad look.
It is a bad look.
But they can't do shit because I need to play.
Yeah. And you're the VIP. You're one of the VIPs. Who got? Let you drive and get beer for you.
Oh yeah, fucking hell, jeez. So we can't even go party at Konka.
But I don't understand why, because you're a McG. I'm Eva. I don't have to struggle for drinks.
Bro, it makes no sense.
I don't care whether you're a man or what. You think Davido buys drinks in the club? These celebrities, you think they buy?
Davido and me are two different
things.
Listen,
drink, I want you to understand. You are McG. I am Eva. I'm not going to pay a cent on alcohol.
Now I want to pay for my alcohol. There's different funny things that
hella,
come.
Hella, if you are sitting with
Nanya Tunuza in already, the toilet.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I want you to understand something. Are you listening? Are you going to listen to me for once?
Yeah.
Your name already is money. So they must pay... look at Brenda Fass, for example. Do you know, how many people would kill to chill with her? Why do you think these men would want to chill with Eva or these hosts and everything? It's a thing, Uguti. Because you can go and ball 100K in the club. If you don't have a name, it's honestly okay. But if you're balling on Eva's section, already you're getting that thing. Mm. There's people that don't have Instagram. Mm. But sitting with us, people can see them, Uguti, they are. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you... Being McG alone, some people will be bawling because they're sitting with McG. People are bawling because they're sitting. It's levels to this. I'm not going to go to Konka and be. No, they must buy me. I'm here. Me being here already, it's business for your thing, for your place.
Mm. But I come from a different school,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
think you
man.
Do that, bro. You're a man. He's going to be like a slave king, essentially.
No, it's different.
I've never gone to a
it's
club.
It's different.
And the thing, I get, we, no,
it's
we get
different.
Those offers.
Me listen,
I get
you
those
are
offers,
not
right?
You are not just
some
a regular.
To buy
I don't think you get
right?
it. You are
offers.
Not,
yeah.
listen,
so
you are
at?
Not just a regular guy. You think the Migos go to the club and be like bowling. People must bowl for the Migos. Appreciate the talent. No. How many people are watching
no
this show?
But the chillers are like our ballers.
Yeah, the chillers are... If, like I said, I'm a fan of the show. Come
sure,
on.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I would literally... I came here, gave you bottles, honey, because I appreciate the show. Mm-hmm. You understand? There's people that can do more.
I don't want to tempt fate, dog. Imagine a nigga buys you a bottle... Now you're drinking and Lando plays like a twerk for me. Now are you going to say
no? Yeah,
she makes shoes off.
No,
know,
come on.
Rich guy, you
also
come through. You don't have to pay for anything.
Nah,
I just want to be
different.
Seen with you. It's off.
It's different. It's in Nigeria, what they do, if they see, right now, if maybe Kespo or AKA comes and whatnot and they like the music, they'll start showering. You know how they do.
Yeah.
Like,
a shower.
Money.
Wow.
Showering the money. They are appreciating.
No, okay.
I don't think you get it. You are.
Voice.
Come on, if he's now coming to the club, they're not gonna give for what? It's like you are money. Your name alone.
So allow people
get
to honor
it.
You.
I get
this thing, bro. I think I'm a slay king.
No, you're not. No.
You're ready to receive.
It's so weird. It's
no,
a whole weird thing.
You
man,
don't
you
get
know?
It. You are not just a regular person. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm. But anyway, Eva, thank you so much.
Thank you,
man.
Thank you, thank you.
You got us questioning if we are Slay Kings or not.
Slay Kings.
Come on. Go, Slay, anything else
you
want to say?
You know your worth, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Anything else you want to say?
Thanks, Eva. Thanks, Eva Select, for her coming through. I appreciate it. We are on
it. I hope I'm not going to trend.
Ah, bro, just by coming on the show, you know how it is, man.
You'll trend.
Yeah, you know how it is.
You hope you will trend. You know you hope
no,
you will trend.
No, I don't want to trend.
Well, you do. Well, come on.
Yeah, as someone who wants to get onto the Shade Room, you need to be doing the
Yeah, someone who just said, you
to
know,
make sure to you
get
be on
the Shade Room.
The blogs
happen,
made you.
Eh? I can make it happen.
Oh, please, it must be organic. Not just like, no, now I'm paying to be on the Shade Room. I will not pay to be on the Shade Room. It must, they must acknowledge me. They acknowledged me on Instablog. I was like, what? Honey, I made it to Instablog.
Yeah. Bro, I didn't even know about the Shade Room. Tebogo Tebojane is the one who called me.
You know, with her as well.
She's like,
she was
calling me. The Shade Room.
Yeah,
I'm like,
thing, was, I've seen
you know, when
before,
she was, like, when they started posting her on Popcorn and everything, she's calling me, oh my God, she's annoying and everything. I said, go and comment. Mm. Now she understands how it works. It's like, that's where it's going. Mm. Life is, that's the direction. Mm. But if you're going to be stuck in the past.
Hey, but
like,
you guys destroy lives there on Popcorn Room in Mashabandelandaba.
Lives?
Mashabandelandaba.
Mashabandelandaba.
Sorry, man. I have to say David Mashallah Studios. Sorry, man.
What do you mean lives?
So you mixed it.
What do you mean lives?
What do you mean as lives? Mapepandaba.
Mapepandaba. Mixed with Mashabandelandaba.
He's not what he's saying. He's saying we destroy people on the blocks. I'm like, how many people came here and they are down and out?
How many? How many people came here?
Me tomorrow, okay, I don't work for anybody, but if I was working for someone tomorrow, I'll be down and out. They will cancel me.
Hey, give me one name. Yeah. We make careers. Tibo Touch got his radio gig because of us.
Yeah, like, he's on who drive time. Have we destroyed? Whose career have we destroyed?
Bootle is getting booked left, right, and center.
Natasha's pregnant.
After being...
Hey man, we are here.
Ayanda's pregnant.
Ayanda's pregnant. Well, she's never been here. She's been here. Nah.
We love you long time, man.
Love you. Eva. Here's your feather. I don't want people that I'm addressing you. Love you long time.
Oh my
God. Oh gosh. Bamini.
Advertise, email, podcast @thisismechi.com.